The Gemara in Tanis, Daf Tasam Adal, brings down the Pasuk in Dvarim. The Pasuk says, Aser to Aser, and the Gemara darshan's Aser b'shvil shetis Asher. The Gemara brings down a Maisa that Rabbi Yochanan found the Yanuka, the Rish Lakish, the child of Rish Lakish, and he told him, Emelib Sukach, tell me the Pasuk that you learned. Amr Le, Aser to Aser, he told him, Aser to Aser, Amr Le, Maya Aser to Aser, Amr Le, Aser b'shvil shetis Asher. So he told him this then, that Aser to Aser means, if you take off Maisas, you'll come Lidei Ashiris. I saw an interesting kasha from Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. This is Reb Chaim, the son of the Briska Rav, in the one of the volumes of the Yeshurun in Yud Ches. They have chidushim from Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, the son of the Briska Rav, on Tainus. Gevaldik chidushim over there, Mamish Ba'emek Ha'iyan, going through the first couple of blad of Tainus. And on this Gemara, he asks an interesting kasha. He says it's mashav on the Gemara that he can be mekabel tar from a katan. This Yanuka de Shakish was a katan; he was a child, and he said over this din of Aser to Aser. So he asks from the Rambam, the Hakdama, the Pirush HaMishnah, he talks about the Seder HaMekablim of Tarei Shabbat Peh. So he says that there was someone called Achia HaShilaini, and this Achia HaShilaini was Shama Mimaisha, he was Mekabal the Tarei from Maisha, but it's like the Rambam, Bahaya Katan Bimim Maisha, he was a Katan Bimim Maisha, Vu Kibo Mi David Beis Dina, and he was Mekabal from David U Beis Dina. So the Rambam seems to be saying that even though Achia HaShilaini was Mekabal from Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not really what his Kabbalah was based on, what he heard from Moshe, because he was a katan in the tzkufa that he was Mekabal from Moshe. He wasn't a gadol, but later on, his actual Kabbalah came from David Beis Dina, because at that point he was a gadol. So Reb Chaim says, you see from here that the Kabbalah of a katan is not considered a Kabbalah, he can't be seinuch on it, so how could it be Mekabal adin, a chiddush la'alacha, from this Yanuka de Resh Lakish, if he was a katan, l'chara, you can't be seinuch on his Kabbalah. That's his har on the Gemara. He ends up saying that it wasn't a real, it was just a gilui mil sabama, it was mistaber, that what he's saying is true, and therefore we can be samach on him. Well, the truth is, I didn't really understand his kasha, because he's assuming that the chiddush over here came from the Yanuka de Resh Lakish. If you look in Rashi and it's only before in the Gemara, that's not really what happened. Really, this chiddush came from Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says in Ashkechei Rabbi Yochanan the Yanuka de Resh Lakish, he found Yanuka de Resh Lakish, Amrle, Emeli Psukech, tell me your pasuk. And the Yanuka told him the pasuk, Aser to Aser, that's the pasuk that I learned. And then Amrle, then the Yanuka said, Rabbi Yochanan, umay aser to aser. What does aser to aser mean? And then Rabbi Yochanan said back to him, Amrle aser b'shvil shetis aser. So Rabbi Yochanan is the one who told him, shot in the pasuk, that it means aser b'shvil shetis aser. So it's not the Yanuka's chiddush, it's Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush. So l'chari, the whole kasha is not a kasha. Now it is, the Gemara is mechudish, because there's two Amrleis over here. Usually when you have one Amrle, then another Amrle, the second Amrle would be the other person. And being that the first Amrle was, first he said, Emelib sukach, Amrle aser to aser, it would seem, the pashas would be that it's the Anuka who told him that Aser Taser means Aser B'shvil Shetis Asher, but Rashi goes out of his way to say that's not the pshat, it's the Anuka who asked Rabbi Yochanan, my Aser to Aser, and then Rabbi Yochanan answered that it means Aser B'shvil Shetis Asher, and L'chara, his hechachas from the Gemara later on, it's Mavur, the Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said that, and Lefi that, L'chara, the kasha is not a kasha, but even if you say that it did come from the Anuka, Dersh Lakish, I think still you can answer this kasha, I'll pee a yesai that Rabbi Weimar Zatzal said in Shot in the Rambam, in his Sefer Ma'aris HaRambam, on the Hakdam of the Pirush HaMishnah HaRambam, he's mazbe over there, the whole Indian of the Mekablim of Tarei Shabbat Peh, when you have this person who's Mekablim from that person, that when we say a person who's Mekablim, it doesn't just mean that he learned Tarei Shabbat Peh and he gave it over. It's not that he, you know, heard it from his Rebbe, then he gave it over to his Talmidim, but there is a Chalais Din Mekablim. There's some type of unique category called a Mekablim, and a Mekablim is a person who reached a certain stature in Torah, where he was mekabel all of Torah Shabbat Peh from his Rebbe, and he knew it on such a high level, such a yediyah berurah, that he was able to be made and give it over with a clarkite, ad kedei kach, that this became part of the shalshalas hakabbalah, shalshalas of the Messiah, and has a din of a halacha, which is mekubal mimaisha, ad kedei kach, that as the Rambam says, there can't be a machlekes in such a thing, you can't be chaylik on it. This is something which is more than just saying over a chiddush, but there is some type of special status of being part of the shalshalas hakabbalah. For a person to do that, to be made, that is makabal, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, that, and that's like the Rambam, you can't be a katan, you have to be a gadol to be able to do that, to be makabal all of Tarei Shabbat Peh, and give it over to such a level that no one can be chaylik on you, and there can't be a machlekes. But the stam say chiddush from Tarei Shabbat Peh, that the Rambam is not talking about, and perhaps even a katan could do that, and we mele wouldn't be a problem for the Anuka to say chiddush, but either way, l'chayah the pashas is, it's not the chiddush of the Anuka, it's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan.